In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was 10 or so, my family went to Disneyland, and my siblings and father and I wanted to go on Space Mountain. My mother did not. But my father managed to talk her into it by telling her that it was really a pretty flat path the roller coaster would take. For those of you who haven't seen Space Mountain, it's an indoor roller coaster, so you can't really see it from the outside. My mother took my father at his word, and she got on the roller coaster. She and my sister in front, and my brother and father and I behind. And after rounding the first corner at a gentle speed, we began to climb at something like a 45-degree angle. The path stretched out ahead of us, up, as it were, into deep space. Because she was seated in front of us, we couldn't see my mother's face, but we could hear her calling out to my father, knowing that what goes up must come down. "Phil, you lied to me!" My mother, at that moment, did not want to go forward. She wanted to go back. But she wasn't going back. Not the way she wanted to, anyway. Which direction are we headed? As individuals, as a society, as the people of God, in which direction are we headed? Are we meant to go forward? Or are we meant to go back? There's good biblical justification for wanting to go backward rather than forward. One of the great themes of the Old Testament is that of return. The return of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. The return of the Jews from exile in Babylon to Zion half a millennium later. The Bible is filled with beautiful and poignant writings about the yearning to return. Psalm 137 speaks from this perspective of the exiled Jews. "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion." We are given in this psalm the image of a people sitting in what is likely a beautiful setting, but still they yearn for their home, for a place and a time that was no longer theirs. I don't know about you, but from time to time, I think of the world I knew in my youth, especially in this time of year, as the Christmas decorations begin to go up in the stores. When I was in school, I could have told you where every classmate of mine in our village of 1 square mile went to church or synagogue, and they all did. In high school, my friends and I would go Christmas caroling in December. Back then, in 1985, we knew the same songs, we loved to sing them, they were meaningful to us, and it was great. And I'm sure many of you could say the same thing about 1965 or 1945. I understand, and I'm not immune to the desire to return, the desire to go back. Almost 40 years ago, Ed Koch was running to be mayor of New York City in 1977, which was a terrible year for that city, other than winning the World Series, which this 8-year-old greatly appreciated. During a campaign stop at Coney Island that year, an elderly woman came up to him and said, "Mr. Koch, make it like it used to be. Make it like it used to be." And he replied, "Ma'am, I'm not sure it ever was as you remember it, but I'll try." By which I suppose he meant that he would try to recreate a city that was safe and clean and prosperous and filled with opportunity. Ed Koch was probably right in what he said that day on Coney Island. New York probably wasn't just as that elderly woman had remembered it from her youth. And even if it was, even if the New York of 1927 was better than the New York of 1977, that wasn't true for everyone. Jackie Robinson, the first African-American Major League Baseball player, would never have been invited to play for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1927. That same year, New York Governor Al Smith began his run for President of the United States. He was slandered mercilessly for being a Catholic and couldn't even win his home state of New York. So the past may have been better for a certain select class of people, but it was not better for everyone. The Bible speaks of return, but it's not a return to the past, where everything is just as it was. When the Jews returned from exile in Babylon, they built a new temple in Jerusalem. But it was not a carbon copy of the first temple. When Jesus himself was resurrected, his body was not identical to the pre-resurrected body. Luke's gospel gives us the story of the road to Emmaus, where Jesus walked down the road with a couple of his disciples that first Easter morning, and they had no idea who he was. This was Jesus alive, but it was not a return to the past. When we seek to return, it should be to return to the teachings and example of Jesus and to our relationship with the Lord. We should turn back to compassion, to mercy, to loving kindness. We should seek to deepen and rebuild connections between us that have become strained or grown cold. We should not seek to return to a world where everything is just as we remember it. When we go through periods where we don't know where we're going at all, and we find ourselves tempted to say to God, just make it like it used to be, we should remember that our beacon is Christ, beckoning us forward. Our true home is not in the past. Our true home is with the God who created and loves us. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, describes for us this morning that true home, saying that God has, quote, transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. In other words, while we live in and work to build up this world, our true home, our promised future, is with God, as we hear it described in the book of Revelation. Behold, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. In a time of great uncertainty, as the Jewish people were going into exile in Babylon, the prophet Jeremiah spoke not of the past, but of the future, a future where there would be righteous leaders and no more fear, and everyone would be seated at the table of the Lord. The Lord speaks of the people of God this morning in the passage we heard from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. On that day at Disneyland 40 years ago, my mother wanted to go back. She did not want to go forward. But go forward she did. And she returned home safe and likely said a lot of prayers along the way, which is probably the best way for all of us to go forward together. Amen.